Mr. Roberts said with regards to a vaccinated VinciMass 2022, it is not only patrons who are required to be vaccinated. He said artists, vendors, and sound providers, along with other service providers, should all be vaccinated to be incorporated into VinciMass.
Well, I would just like to encourage all practitioners, all service providers in Carnival to, you know, go on out and get vaccinated, because when we have a vaccinated event, it's not just the patrons that are required to be vaccinated. The DJs, the artists, the people who work for the sound company, the bartenders, the caterers and their servers, etc. So every single aspect, the people who do decorations and so forth, once you're a service provider for Carnival and for Carnival-like activities, then it's a business you're running, then that's one of the requirements to be vaccinated in order to work at vaccinated events. Then it's something that they ought to consider, you know. I would like to encourage the persons who are participants in Carnival, musicians, DJs, etc., masked men, Calypsonian, bandmen, and the like, and the list goes on, to get vaccinated so they can be included in the various activities and events being planned of VinciMass 2022, not just the CDC events, but also a number of promoters who are having events that also need the services of these service providers.
Marketing and Development Officer at the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Ezzy Roberts. Regionally, the United States government today announced plans to provide $1.5 million in urgent COVID-19 assistance through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, for 11 Caribbean countries. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 19,982. Internationally, China began locking down most of its largest city of Shanghai as part of its strict COVID-19 strategy amid questions over the policy's economic toll on the country. Meanwhile, millions of dollars of public funds allegedly stolen by two of Kenya's richest men are being returned to the country to buy life-saving COVID-19 equipment following a landmark agreement signed in London. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.